The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 42. Welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, as always, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino. And Gino is doing what he does best, and that's take a siesta, when he's not defending liberty, of course. And before we jump into this week's topics, I want to remind you guys about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there is a tab for the store, and I want you to check it out. Go click on that tab, and when you do, you're going to see coffee mugs, laptop cases, phone cases, t-shirts, stickers, a whole bunch of stuff with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on it, and also some other libertarian-esque and anarchist-type symbology and phraseology and things like that. And all that, again, is at coffeebreakliberty.com. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, hang around on the main page for about 10 to 15 seconds, and you should get hit with a prompt for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter. Because when you do, you're going to get a discount code for 15% off of your first order at the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So again, go to coffeebreakliberty.com, hang out on that main page, sign up for the newsletter, and then get yourself a mug. The first topic of this week that I want to talk about is, we've all seen it come out recently, the disinformation board created by the government or whatever. Essentially, everybody's favorite El Presidente, Jim Crow, Joe Biden, declared that he's going to start a disinformation board run by the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. Their job is to go out and seek out disinformation. It doesn't sound like they're going to be putting a stop to it just yet. That's coming. That's coming. We all know that. But it sounds like what they're going to be doing for a while is just labeling it. Oh, the government says this is disinformation. The government labels this as misinformation. So once again, though, people are going to be left to looking at, you know, what does the government have to say? What is the government going to tell me the truth? We know that they're not. I mean, goodness, they lied to us about everything. But they're going to create a disinformation governance board or whatever run by Department of Homeland Security. Because apparently, freedom of speech is such a huge issue, it has to be tackled or whatever, observed by the Department of Homeland Security. With whether you guys probably remember this or not, the DHS only started after 9/11. So a department of the government that started to combat terrorism is now going to be ensuring that there is no disinformation out there. Eventually, I will get hit with a tag, I think. Maybe not. I'm pretty small, but some people that we all know will probably get hit with tags as disinformation. Oh, the government says this is disinformation. But if you turn on whatever's on your TV, all these legacy media types on the CNNs and the Fox Newses and all that, well, that's real information. That's government-approved narrative. That's the information that the government wants you to consume. The same government that was paying the New York Times in the 70s to run stories for the CIA. That same government. The same government that was feeding lies to the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Boston Globe, everybody, the American public, about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. That's the same government that is going to tell you what is disinformation, misinformation, whatever they want to call it. They're going to determine what is a lie and what's not. These people lied an entire generation of young men and women in America to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. If you want to go down the rabbit hole, I think you can make the case there too. And these same people are now going to tell you what is truth and what isn't. This is straight out of 1984. I've said it about Atlas Shrugged. I'm saying it now about 1984. You know, in 1984, they called it the Ministry of Truth. These were warnings. Those two books, Atlas Shrugged and 1984, were warnings. They aren't supposed to be guidebooks. They aren't supposed to be guidelines. What you're trying to achieve, they're things you're trying to avoid. And what we're seeing, too, from the government, you know, the right, the people on the right, Well, they're all on Twitter. They're upset about it on Twitter, but they're not doing anything about it. They're doing nothing about it, but they are upset about it on Twitter. The left is silent, by the way. They're more upset about Elon Musk buying Twitter, which has been hilarious if you've been paying attention to that. They're more upset about Elon Musk buying Twitter than they are about essentially a Ministry of Truth, a government agency telling people what is true and what isn't. And those on the right, like I said, they're getting on Twitter about it. They're upset about it on Twitter. But they know that in 2, 4, 6 years, whenever they get the White House again or what have you, the Republicans, now they'll have the Ministry of Truth. Now they'll have control of this disinformation governance board, the Ministry of Truth. That's what we're going to call it, right? So they're upset about it on Twitter, but they're not putting a stop to it. Honestly, I would be shocked. I would applaud any candidate that runs against that. Like, you know, they put that in their platform. Like, hey, if I get elected, I am disbanding this. You'll see it from the libertarians. You might even see it from the Green Party. You definitely won't see it from the Republicans or the Democrats. I would be shocked if you saw it from a Republican. A Democrat, no, they won't do it. Maybe Tulsi Gabbard if they let her back in the party, but she's pretty much been, you know, kicked out of the party. Heck, Tulsi Gabbard, I think today or yesterday, I'm recording this on Sunday of all days, but I think it was today or yesterday, she came out and she said that this whole Ministry of Truth was actually Obama's idea, because he's now back into the White House circle. And there's a lot of people saying, well, Obama's now running the show again, because clearly Jim Crow Joe Biden can't do it. Speaking of the left again, though, we saw it. What, AOC, she was going on and on about how the left isn't taking anything over. Progressives haven't gotten anything passed. You don't have to get a law passed, AOC, when you've got El Presidente, Jim Crow Joe Biden in there creating a Ministry of Truth. I'm telling you, people, New York is not sending their best and brightest. That's coming out of New York and one of the schools up there. Ah, yes. Well, progressives haven't gotten anything passed. You don't need to. You just do it by executive order. So don't come telling me about how dangerous the right is when they are, don't get me wrong, but you know, like when you're just as bad, some maybe even worse, depending on what, you know, side of the culture war you fall on, but you're just as bad. Oh, but look, we didn't get anything passed. You don't have to when it's done by executive order. So don't talk to us like we're morons. Yes. Sadly, many people are, but not everybody. But in a few years, you'll see it. Libertarians will be warning people again, or telling people, hey, I told you so again about this Ministry of Truth. Now that the government, rather, has lost a big stakehold in Twitter, right? They weren't running Twitter, but Twitter was doing everything the government wanted them to do, right? They were silencing or shadow banning dissident voices, you know, misinformation. Well, now that it's owned by Elon Musk, now they have to create a Ministry of Truth. Now they're just out in the open like, hey, this is our deal now. It is our responsibility to let you know what is true or not. If that ain't some dystopian era, you know what? I don't know what is. This is literally straight out of 1984, people. I'm telling you. So be on the lookout for it. And pretty much what you need to know is that, okay, if it says it's, you know, a Ministry of Truth approved or whatever the heck they plan on doing, it gets the stamp of approval. That is government sources. That's what that's coming from. Right? When people say, oh, government sources, no, that's propaganda. That's what that is. If it's Ministry of Truth approved, it's propaganda. It is approved by the state. Something we just need to be aware of, right? I don't know how we're going to battle it, because golly, we know democracy isn't doing anything. Democracy isn't defending free speech. We know that. We can see that right now. Oh, but it's a republic. Whatever. You get what I'm saying? This idea that this government, some elected official is going to defend your free speech is laughable, because another elected official just told you he's making an office of truth, right? A ministry of truth. He's going to tell you what's true and what's not. So I think one of the best ways to combat this is to You already need to be seeking out different voices, dissident voices, whatever you want to call them, something else, not part of this legacy media. You know, you're not going to find a different opinion in Wall Street Journal. And I do like the Wall Street Journal, but you're not going to find too far of a different opinion in the Wall Street Journal. You're not going to find a different opinion, a non-government approved opinion in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the Washington Post, right? You're going to find that, you're going to find these opinions and these stories elsewhere. So you need to be seeking them out already. I would say come here, and you can come here, and I'm glad that you are here. I just don't get behind the microphone as much as other people do. There are other voices out there. You need to seek them out. If I had to suggest one, I would start with Tom Woods and Scott Horton and Jason Stapleton. I guess I just suggested three, but there's three right there. Bob Murphy would be another one if you want to learn about economics and what's going on in that area of your life. So there's four. Those are four voices you need to be seeking out if you're not already. If you don't know where to lurk or where to turn, I'm not saying you're going to get every story under the sun from these four people, but you're going to get a lot of information and you're going to see the world, you're going to hear a different point of view, one that's not approved by the Ministry of Truth. So again, seek out those voices, Tom Woods, Jason Stapleton, Bob Murphy, and Scott Horton. Those are definitely some people you need to be on the lookout for. There's several others out there too. I don't mean to be dismissive of others, and you know, those are just four that come to mind right now as I'm thinking about it. That is what you need to be doing, though, to combat this as best you can, because soon you're going to be in a situation where all you can find is Ministry of Truth approved information, and you're not going to know where to look. So you need to be seeking out those voices now. If you don't know, ask me, send me a message, ask somebody else. We're all here to help each other. The final topic I want to talk about this week on this week's podcast is the issue of doxing people and I guess the hypocrisy of those at the Washington Post. Surprise, surprise, again. So a couple weeks ago, week and a half ago, whatever it was, it's already gone to Backpage News, but there's a Twitter account, Libs of TikTok, and essentially the person that runs that account was doxxed by a reporter, Taylor, I can't remember her last name, it's not that important, she's a garbage human being, but she doxxed this person, posted their address in the article originally, where they worked, and then withdrew it. Then they edited the story and took that stuff out. This is the same, though. She's a reporter, Taylor, whatever her name is. A few weeks prior, maybe it was like a month prior, she was in an interview crying about harassment from journalists and people online, rather. She was crying about harassment from people online, and then she goes and does this and shows up to the person that runs Libs of TikTok, shows up to their, I think it was her parents' house. It's just insane, right? Okay, doxing people. I don't want to get too much into the doxing of it, really. I do think it's wrong the way that went about. What I wanted to kind of get on, though, is the hypocrisy of it. But as I've talked about before, maybe I blogged about it. I can't remember if I've mentioned it on the podcast, but hypocrisy only really hurts people, right? If you're a hypocrite, it doesn't bother you. You know, if somebody calls you out on being a hypocrite, it's not going to bother you if you don't have principles. But if you have principles, it's going to bother you. Like, oh my gosh, you're right. You're calling me out and I'm being hypocritical on my principles or what have you, on what I said. If you have principles, it will bother you. So I think it is always enlightening. I that's the way I view it anyways, when somebody's called out for being a hypocrite and it doesn't bother them. They're an unprincipled person. It's something to keep in mind. Now, of course, telling somebody that doesn't have principles that they don't have principles, they're not going to care anyways, right? But it's just something to be aware of when you're dealing with people. You know, if pointing hypocrisy worked as well as we'd like to think it does, You know, that would mean more people would have to have principles, but not many do. You know, we see it on both sides, right? And that's where the whole libertarians and anarchists kind of sit. We're always calling other people out for their hypocrisy, this, that, and the other. And to us, because we're generally principled people, or I at least like to think that we are, it would bother us. That's why we point it out. We point out something that would bother us if we did it. But it doesn't bother these other groups of people, doesn't bother other people, because they're not principled. So pretty much, we're better than everybody else. That's the end of that. That's pretty much what I'm going to stamp that off with as I kind of get ready to wind this down. I didn't really know where I wanted to go with that one, but it was just something I was thinking about. And I've seen it twice majorly, you know, one at a national level and then one at like a very, very local level here in Guyton, or in, you know, Guyton, Georgia. And it just was kind of on my mind. But before I sign off, guys, I want to remind you about the affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you, once again, go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page next to the store tab, there is an affiliate tab, and I want you to check it out. I am affiliated with Bluehost. Bluehost is the hosting company that hosts this website and podcast. And if you sign up for Bluehost to get hosting for your website through my link, not only are you going to get a discounted rate, but you're also going to get free publicity on the Facebook page, the Twitter page, all the social medias, the podcast. You're going to reach thousands of people with your new website if you sign up for it using my affiliate link at coffeebreakliberty.com. So go read about it, check it out. If you're looking for a hosting company for your new website, because everybody should have a website, go to coffeebreakliberty.com and check it out. And one last reminder, guys, before I get on out of here, I want you to subscribe to the show. Subscribe to the show, because we are on all the major, well, the big three podcasting networks. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. So go check it out. Subscribe to the show. That way you get updates. And hey, leave it a rating, because the more ratings that the show gets, the higher in the algorithms this gets. More people are going to hear the show. They'll stumble across it easier. So go check it out. Subscribe on one of those podcasting platforms and definitely give us a 5-star rating. I'd really appreciate it. But until next time, guys, take care.